From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernoff.
I'm Don Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And let's start off today, Brian, with some news.
All right. We're going to start with one that you guys are really going to like. Now, imagine, if you will, this first story, if the movie Castaway were about a dog. The Griffith family.
Does he have a volleyball?
No. Not that I know of. But there were feral goats involved. the Griffith family was in rough seas off Australia. They were sailing when their pet dog, Sophie Tucker, fell over the side. And they just thought that the dog had drowned. They thought that they were never going to see the dog again. And 4 months later, apparently some rangers went to this deserted island, and they found that the dog had apparently swam 5 miles to this island and had been living off of feral goats on the island. And apparently when the Griffiths heard that this dog
had been captured... Those poor goats, they're like, we've been fine forever. You show up and ruin things.
The Griffiths heard that this dog had been captured, they're like, could that possibly be our dog? And so they called him about it. And when they saw the dog, they knew immediately it was theirs. And the dog pounding on the cage, like, let me go. And they opened the cage door, and the dog just about flattened him, apparently.
The dog's name is Sophie Tucker.
Named after the,
love it.
The famous U.S. entertainer.
Oh. Love
it. So the Griffiths got their dog back.
That's a good one.
The second one is maybe a little more depressing, probably more so for our animals than for us. There is now an actual study showing that people do, in fact, look like their dogs.
They do.
They took a group of 70 people who do not own a dog, and they were asked to match photos of 41 dog owners to three possible breeds, Labrador, Poodle, or Staffordshire Bull Terrier. And the owners were correctly matched to their breed of dog above the level of chance, meaning there was some correlation between the looks of the person and the kind of dog they owned.
There you go.
Believe it
or not.
That's
pretty funny.
So I don't know what that says about my poor dog that he looks like me, but
I bet that I could match Don and Georgie.
You think?
I bet I could match you and your dogs, both your dogs, Roxy too.
Yeah. They both have their sort of longish noses and pointy ears.
Roxy's,
not that my ears are pointy.
Roxy's got long hair like you, but yeah. It's not.
We're getting Dawn's self-image here. Long nose, pointy ears.
So
very skinny, and I shake a lot.
Like George. Put her in a raincoat.
George is terrified of me. I dog sat for Dawn a couple weeks ago, and Roxy, the big dog, is just fine, but George was just terrified of me.
Because you're very scary.
I know I am.
Very good. Well, this week our guest was Michael Costin, who spoke to the state legislature about House Bill 1332, which is known as the puppy mill bill. And he was scheduled to come on the show, and he did not. So, Don, you had talked.
I talked to him on the phone, asked him to come and be our guest, and he agreed. We wanted someone to talk a little bit on behalf of the breeders about this bill, and he agreed to come. And then today I got an email from him that said that his attorney had advised him not to come on the show. So I don't really know what that means, whether, you know, they just don't want to talk about it, whether it means that the breeders might take further action against the bill or what. But
I think they're intimidated by us.
Because we're really
pet
scary.
Is pretty ferocious.
But I would like, you know, to hear what he had to say.
Yeah.
But since we can't do that, do you want to mention his website? Or it's theoklahomareporter.com. And it's just all lowercase, theoklahomareporter.com.
So
pretty easy to find if people want to kind of go on there and check out some of what he and maybe some other breeders have to say. It says on the website that they're building a page specifically about this bill. So that way maybe folks can learn a little bit more from
that
different sides.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, House Bill 1332 is still waiting to go before the full Senate. It passed the House 74-26, and then it's also passed the Senate Appropriations Committee 14-5. So it's still moving through the legislature, waiting to go to the full Senate, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So,
do we want to review for folks a little bit about what the bill means?
The bill would require breeding facilities to be inspected by the State Department of Agriculture and pass inspection before getting a license. Licenses would need to be renewed each year. Licenses would not be issued to people convicted of cruelty to animals, endangering an animal, or animal fighting. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of debate on both sides, and Oklahoma is a huge, huge breeding state. There are about 2,800 domestic breeders in Oklahoma, and we're second in the nation for exporting puppies and kittens. So this is a this could affect a lot of people in the state. So that's why lots of people are coming down on both sides of it. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll have to see mm-hmm. how it goes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that aside, Dawn, you got some tips for us today?
I do have some tail tips for us today. On another note, somewhat related, but not necessarily, ASPCA has sent out some more tips about recognizing cruelty.
This is Prevent Animal Cruelty Month.
Well, perfect timing. That would be why they sent out the tips then, right?
Yeah.
I'm
just letting you know.
I only like to prevent animal cruelty in the month of April. The rest of the year, I wholeheartedly endorse it.
Oh, right. Well, just in case you want to, spring makes you want to, I don't know, whatever. Good job, ASPCA.
Yeah, I'll just make sure this month that I'm really against animal cruelty.
Yeah, just extra. If you could extra hate mean people.
And if you were looking for some signs.
Yeah.
Physical signs of possible cruelty is collar being so tight that it has caused a neck wound or has become embedded in the pet's neck.
Oh,
open wounds, that sort of thing. Untreated skin conditions, loss of hair, that kind of thing. Very thin, emaciated, infestation with parasites. Mm-hmm. Inadequate grooming.
What if you consider your dog a parasite? She preys on, say, your shoes. I'm not naming names. Go ahead.
Weakness, limping, that sort of thing. Heavy discharge from the eyes or nose. And obviously witnessing striking of an animal, that right. sort of thing. And then visible signs of confusion or extreme drowsiness.
Huh. Probably don't have the energy
not
to
enough
be
food,
playful.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there are environmental signs as well, being tied up alone outside for long periods of time without food and water or unsanitary food and water.
Mm-hmm.
Being kept outside in inclement weather without access to shelter, inside an area that's littered with garbage and feces, that sort of thing. And then animals that are housed in crowded cages or kennels that are too small to allow them to stand or make normal movements.
And, well, thank you, Dawn, for those. And
welcome.
And before we go, one other tip. The weather has been really erratic, and we've had some random freezing here in spring. So just remember, as Dr. Cold Iron told us a while ago, that 35 degrees is really the lower end of the limit for your dogs and pets to be outside. So when it's freezing, they need to come inside for their safety and to prevent mm-hmm. frostbite. So thank you, guys, and thank you all for listening. And everyone, go out and take care of your pets.